Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, everybody, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark, and when you get a story about a cabinet secretary with a new face having her purse stolen with $3,000 of cash, I have no choice but to discuss the details with Sam Stein, our managing editor. Big headline here from CNN, Kristi Noem was having dinner Easter Sunday night, and her purse was stolen by a man, a masked man. In the purse, notably, $3,000 cash, which has raised a lot of questions. Sam,
there was more things in the purse. There was more things in the purse, but that was the most notable.
Yeah, blank checks, also a makeup bag. Need the makeup bag. Medication,
DHS,
apartment case,
access badge,
a passport. I mean, it's kind of like a go bag.
You never know you gotta go.
Why is the Secretary of Homeland Security carrying a go bag? I did enjoy the joke.
I didn't really appreciate the passport. Yeah. We're sure the passport was in there?
I'm reading it right now from CNN.com.
Do you carry your passport around? I don't carry my passport
around.
I do
not. I'm not the Secretary of Homeland Security, though. Someone online noted she's not the Secretary of Handbag Security, so she's focused mostly on our homeland.
Do you think that the Secretary of Homeland Security has to present her passport when going abroad?
I mean, she
just
went to El Salvador for a snuff film, so it's possible that
was not that. That was weeks ago.
I would assume she has to get her passport stamped
when you're at that level. Yeah,
when she goes into El Salvador.
So she's, that may make sense then. She's moving in and around a lot. I don't know, but I wouldn't carry my passport around to a restaurant. That's crazy.
So what do you make of this, Sam? I mean, it's kind of a funny story, but also
there's
funny an eyebrow.
Yeah, there's two eyebrows.
Yeah. Well, she can't raise any eyebrows, but for the rest of us.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Stop.
You can't get a new face and then not expect people to notice it.
Fine,
it's fine. Like, look,
fine.
If in 20 years from now, my hair is still brown, I give the TikTok YouTuber, you know, the young smart ass TikTok YouTuber the right to make fun of the fact that it's not my natural hair. It's just, you know, you gotta just.
That's not your natural hair now.
It is.
That's a wig.
I'm au naturel.
All right. This is what I actually think of this.
Okay.
It's both eyebrow raising for a couple of reasons. But the primary one is she has Secret Service protection. How did someone get that close to steal her handbag? Maybe she was like up and out and, in the bathroom and someone came and swiped the bag. But where was Secret Service? Like, that's a legitimate concern. So that's the eyebrow raising elements of it. And then there's the, what is she doing with $3,000 of cash elements of it. And then there's just a sort of like, I kind of am sickly curious what restaurant. I kind of want to know, like, where is she dining in DC? How did this happen? Like, I don't know. There's a bunch of like
a lot of
quirky
things
here.
Let's dial in on the Secret Service, because we've had a lot of Secret Service failures recently.
Yeah.
Most notably, obviously, the attacks on now President Trump, then candidate Trump. Carol Lenig at the Post, your neighbor, has written a lot about this, and there have been a lot of issues within the Secret Service. It feels like this your only job. You know, it feels like you have one job. If you're at a restaurant with a principal, is to make sure that strangers, I guess it was a kind of a COVID style mask, not like a black mask, but
even that would be more suggestive of someone you should have your eye on. Like, some guy walks into a restaurant with a mask on and be like, what the hell is that guy doing?
It's not
here?
2021.
I know. Yeah. So that whole thing is weird. And yes, this is yet another black mark for the Secret Service, who's had a number of bad incidents in the past couple of years, and Carol's been on top of all of it, written the book on it, literally. So I'm assuming there's going to be some, you know, investigation to what went wrong. Our colleague Will Summer called up Washington, D.C. police to see if they have an incident report on this, and they referred him to Secret Service. So I guess they're taking point on this, but they fucked up.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now let's get to the bag. But yeah. Really, who carries $3,000 besides Tony Soprano? Do you know anyone that carries $3,000?
I don't know.
Of cash?
No. No.
Like a wad, and you're just kind of.
No. Why does she have $3,000? No, I don't. What do you do with $3,000 in cash? Why do you have that in your bag?
I can't. I've been racking my brain. Like, could there be a reason that a cabinet secretary would want to have cash that a regular person wouldn't?
I mean, we presume she has credit cards.
Yeah, but I can't, like.
Maybe even Apple Pay. Who knows?
I can't think of it. I mean, there are some things that come to mind, like you might not want a family member to see what you're paying money on, or a FOIA if it was a government card. I guess we could FOIA for government payments. But what would be
She's going in and out of the country and she needs the cash, but credit cards work and she's on a government salary and they pay for everything. There's something really weird about this. Honestly, I'm not trying to be like suggestive or conspiratorial, though it comes off this way, but carrying that amount of cash when you're a top government official seems a little bit odd to me.
Okay. If you're not going to be suggestive, I might.
You needed the green light. Okay. Go ahead.
There's another story about Kristi Noem recently and the person's role at the Department of Homeland Security. It was a Wall Street Journal earlier this week, how Corey Lewandowski became Kristi Noem's gatekeeper at DHS. Trump's former campaign chief is working as her de facto chief of staff, despite White House concerns about their relationship. So not Tim's concerns, White House concerns about their relationship. There have been a lot of reporting that they had an affair of some kind that has been out there. You know, so obviously they've denied
it. There's been denials left and right, just to be clear, but it's out there. Everyone has been reporting it. If you're not reported it, you've heard about it. It's in the ether.
And so, you know, there have been some actual tangible on the record examples such as this. My favorite one was probably like the third best thing I've ever written for the Bulwark, which was before you came here. The headline was "The MAGA Trashiest Police Report in History." Do you remember this,
Sam? No.
Okay. We can do this together. This is October 4th, 2021, well before your time at the Bulwark, before we were a YouTube kind of endeavor when we, you know, used our fingers. And I got tipped off by a friend. At that point, I still had some Trump friends. Like, they didn't like me, but they still talked to me. None of them talked to me anymore. And they didn't like Corey. And somebody was like, "You might want to look at this police report that was just filed." And the police report was from a addiction awareness fundraiser at a Benihana in Las Vegas. It was in the private room of a Benihana. Corey was hammered. Again, this is all according to the police report. So, you know, no wild accusations here. Corey was hammered at this addiction awareness fundraiser and started making very inappropriate advances on a woman, a married woman named Trishelle Odom.
I think I know the story.
You remember?
Go ahead.
Now. Yeah. Okay. Kristi Noem was at the fundraiser. Corey had traveled there with Kristi Noem.
Okay.
And, you know, there were one of the things that Ms. Odom said in the report was that Corey called Kristi Noem hot while they were discussing, while they were commenting. But one of the more interesting things from the report came after the dinner when Odom and her stepson were in like the picture line to go take a picture with Kristi Noem. And she said when they went to do the photo, Noem volunteered to her that she was sorry for Corey's behavior and that she was texting Corey to stop touching her during the dinner. Mrs. Odom said that was confusing for her stepson. That is intriguing, right? That Noem and Corey had that type of relationship. She's texting him during a dinner, being like, "Behave, behave,
behave."
Now they're all now he's the deputy chief of staff.
Well, it's just it's interesting
the
that he's
chief of staff.
Rather. Yeah, what's interesting is that he's continued to stay in this kind of shadowy role where he's in and around her political orbit. He's been working on her PAC, you know, follows her to DC, seems to be in some ways indispensable for her. And yet there's not many fans of his inside the Trump orbit. And certainly if there were, he would have a job at the White House. So yeah, that the whole thing, the whole relationship is fascinating, I suppose.
Fascinating. Yeah. And so again, who knows? There are millions. I mean, there are not a million reasons. There are a handful of reasons why you might want $30,000 in cash. Among them might be just
maybe you need to buy a dog to replace the to replace the one that you shot.
A gift or a dinner.
I remember it. I gotta buy a dog and I need cash.
I need cash to replace the dead dog. Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe handing out tips to the jailers when you're going to take strange.
More than one person has pointed out that that some of these arrests that are being made are, you know, based on people having wads of cash. So there's
They mentioned several things. Had mentioned it in the Abrego Garcia case because I misunderstood it. Actually, I should correct myself. I forget. I'm doing too many of these YouTube videos, but I should correct myself. In a past one, I said that he had wads of cash, and that wasn't true. Actually, the anti, you know, the MAGA folks had made it kind of seem like that in the report. But if you read it closely, it was no, he was wearing a hoodie that had pictures of wads of cash. So like all he had was like images of wads. That was enough to, you know, be more evidence of sending him to El Salvador. Whereas Christie
was carrying around. Good thing she didn't have a Michael Jordan hoodie on or something like that. That would have been
Do you think Adrian ever had three grand in cash on her? I don't know if Christopher would have allowed that to happen. Okay, Sam Stein, thank you so much. We're going to keep a close eye on this story.
There's a lot of office intrigue about this story for sure. The slacks are blowing up.
So there will be more. Everybody, subscribe to the feed. Where else are you going to get this? Come to the Bulwark. That's Sam Stein. I'm Tim Miller. We'll see you soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.